Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Squeak. Yes, that's what I said. Squeak. And that is what sound a mouse makes, right? Squeak. The story was written by Laura McKee Krasnowski and Kate Harvey McKee. And it is read today by Mommy. And squeak, squeak, squeak. A very squeaky little mouse. Are you ready, little mouse? Let's do it. Early one morning, a breeze rippled through the meadows and mountains and tickled the ear of a small mouse. His eyes popped open. Squeak! That tiny squeak floated upward to the chipmunk's hollow. And in the picture, we can see the little mouse is at the bottom of the tree, and the chipmunks are probably at the top of the tree, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and maybe they heard it. Let's see. Out skittered the chipmunks, chittering and chattering, and branches shook and pine cones fell kerplop into the river. Oh, that's right. Pine cones are falling. That means it is what season? Autumn. Yeah. Trout were resting right there in the river, dreaming their watery dreams. They leapt awake with a splish and a splash and a splish, splash, splish, splash. We can see them in the picture, can't we? Well, we're awake. We're awake. What's going on? And all that splishing and splashing woke up an elk on the riverbank. He lurched up and bumped smack into a cottonwood tree. And when you get kabonked by an elk, by the antlers of an elk, oh yeah, that's probably quite shaky, don't you think? And in the picture, we can see him go kabonk on the cottonwood tree. And then, whoosh, an eagle launched from the top of the cottonwood tree, beating her wings against the pale morning sky. Whoosh, whoosh, goes her wings. And you can see, as she cries and leaves her nest, there was something in her nest. There's more than one something. There are some things in her nest. What are in her nest? There's a baby. Well, they don't look so babyish anymore. They're looking kind of bigger because their feathers have come in. The wings of the eagle, the rush of eagle wings woke two bear cubs, and they tumbled out of their cave, and their mama was hot on their heels, and she tried to quiet them down. Grrr, she grumped. Grrr. But there goes the eagle. I guess the eagle cries, doesn't it? No. There it is. Says the eagle, and the bears are growling because they want to go back to sleep. And already a pup over in the wolf's den had heard the bear's shenanigans and started to howl. And the pack woke up and joined in. Oh, oh, oh. What does a baby wolf, what do wolves sound like?
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. And their howls echoed across the cliffs and woke up a bighorn lamb. And then she leapt to another perch, and rocks and gravel thundered to the meadow below. Bah! Bah! She says. And rumble, rumble, rumble says all of the rocks as they fall down. And let me hear your best lamb. Have you got a lamb sound? What did the bighorn sheep sound like? Hmm? Bah!
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 Bah! Bah! Bah!
Mm-hmm. Bah! Mm-hmm. Bah! Well, the biggest bison snoozing down in the meadow, startled out of his dreams, and he did not like to wake up before the sun. He bellowed, and louder. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's what they sound like. That's what they sound like. The bison's bellows billowed over the mountains and the meadows and woke up everybody else. And the badgers popped out of their sets, and the otters and the beavers splashed into the river.
And the chickens and the goo-goos.
And the raccoons rustled, and the snakes hissed. And the frogs croaked, and the bees buzzed, and the foxes and the jackrabbits swished through the slickery grass, and while swans and loons and warblers and ravens called and twittered and cooed, and we can see all the different sounds that everybody is making.
Gah, gah, gah.
Swish, 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 ribbit, 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 splish, splash,
honk, honk,
sss, sss, churr, churr,
quack, quack, quack.
There's so many sounds happening right here, right now. But the small mouse heard the great big ruckus and wondered, why is everybody up so early today? Squeak! And he whispered to himself, and then he snuggled back in and drifted back to sleep in his little tiny mouse cave where we can see him sleeping in his little tunnel with these other mice. Now, he's the one who started this whole thing. Right?
Squeak, squeak.
And now he gets to go right back to sleep. And nobody else can sleep now because everybody's awake now that he woke them up. And then he started, what do you call that? When one thing leads...
Chain reaction.
Yeah, a chain reaction. When one thing leads to another. It's like when you have dominoes lined up and you knock over the first domino and it hits the next domino and then... Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, they all fall. That's a chain. Yeah. That's a chain reaction. And when you wake somebody up, you got to be real careful to not wake up the whole herd. And it looks like they did, didn't they? Yeah. But nevertheless, when you wake up, we hope you wake up with joy in your heart, don't we? And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.